in the middle of Siman Samach Gimel, we'll do hopefully from Siv Vav till the end. Says the Mechaber, Hakorah Kriya Shema, person is in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, Lo Yirmos Be'enav, shouldn't make any signs with his eyes to get somebody's attention. Lo Yikrots Be'swasav, shouldn't make noises with his mouth. Lo Yarabetz Be'osav, and he shouldn't, you know, move his fingers and hands around in such a way to communicate some kind of message. Parsha Rishon. This is during the entirety of the first parsha. Shu'ikar Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim, which is the main Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim of the Kriyashma. Menei Sheyira Kekore Arai, because it makes it seem like he's not really sitting there Yimah Kabbalah Malach Shemayim, he's doing other things too. That's called reading Kriyashma in a haphazard fashion. Uchsev V'dibar Tabon says you're supposed to speak in them Udarshinan Asei Osam Keva. You should be involved in the Kriya Shema. It's not something you shouldn't be like, oh, I really want to schmooze, or I really want to communicate this message, but Nebuch, I have to say Kriya Shema, so I'll get it done with, instead of having that be your primary concern. You try to say all kinds of other things. So therefore, we darshan, you're not allowed to communicate any, do any kind of nonverbal communication of any sort during the first parasha of Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yitzayin just points out that not even for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he just has a cute, funny thing that he says over here. He says, "Akolshkin she'asur lishof tabak b'kriya shma." Certainly, it's usher to snort tobacco snuff during kriya shma. All right, would have thought it was mutter apparently, but that's not. Okay, and then Sivkot Yudches says the Mishnah Berurah that those who are machmir even the second parsha, that and even for a Dvar Mitzvah, second parsha, not to do any kind of remiza, but for a Dvar Mitzvah, it would be mutter during the second parsha, but certainly not to outright speak or be mafsik, not for a Dvar Mitzvah, or even for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mafsik, certainly you're not allowed to do that. Okay. Se'if Zayin ha'yosik b'malacha, v'rotza likros kriya shma. It's in the middle of doing something else, a real task, and he wants to say kriya shma. He's batal malach to'at shikra parsha, rishona kadish lo yik korea rai. Same problem there. It's not like we're talking about before where we're just walking. Here you're actually doing something. So there, you have to stop what you're doing, say the entire first parsha of Kriya Shema, and then you can go back to what you're doing when you finish it, because then you're going to kovea yourself as saying Kriya Shema and not doing the other task. Sivchas, ha'umnin, hired workers, v'chein balabayis, shayi osim malacha b'rosh ilan, or even if he's the owner of his own business, or he's working for himself at the top of a tree, oberos shuros habinyan, or he's walking on the rooftops, or he's like walking in the construction site on the girders. So he says, koren kriyashma b'makom avinot tzrichalim. They don't have to come down in order to say kriyashma. I'll see that when it comes to tefillah, they do have to come down. When it comes to kriyashma, they do not. They can say kriyashma even while they're at the top of the tree or walking around on the construction site. Seif tes hakatof. Person who's carrying a package on his shoulder, avo pisha maso al ketefo kore kriyashma. Even if he still has the package on him, he's still allowed to say kriyashma. Avo lo yaskel b'shah shetoim, shouldn't start the kriyashma when he's picking up the package as he's getting it. Avo lo b'shah sheporik, or when he's putting it down, neshein libo miyushu, because then he can't concentrate at all. But while he's carrying the package already, he's continuing what he's doing, he is allowed to say Kriya Shema at that point. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav points out, Vafilu imamasa hu sheldal kavin, even if the package is 4 kavin big, which we will say later on when it comes to Kriya Shema, Sim Tzadik Zayin Siv Hey, when it comes to tefillah, that's too heavy or too large of an item to be holding while saying Shemana Esrei. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, we allow it. Let's start Siv Samach Dalid. Din HaToa B'Kriya Shema. The halacha is if somebody makes a mistake in Kriya Shema. Says the Mechaber Siv Aleph. Kora L'Mafreya Lo Yatzev. As we pointed out previously, that if you read the Kriya Shema backwards or out of order, you are not Yotzei. And he says, because we darshan from the... Mishnah Berurah says we darshan V'Hayu B'Hava Yasan Yehu. They have to be in order. And even though Parshas Vayomer is not really Be'etzem part of the Kriya Shema, it's really just Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in the end, it's similar to Kriya Shema, said together with Kriya Shema, so you have to say them in order. Continues the Mechaber, Ba'medvar Mamurim B'Seder HaPsukim, that's when it comes to the actual Psukim within the Parsha. Avlam Hiktim Parsha L'Chaber To'a, Avlam Bishen Rasha Yotza. If you wrongly said one parsha before the other parsha, you're not supposed to do that, but you're still yotzei b'di'evel if you shein a smucha lo b'torah, because in fact in the Torah they're not one right after the other, so it's not that much worse to read them out of order in the Kriyat Shema itself.